tears at the heart of this town. Brick by brick, stone by stone, with new open spaces they push to the sky. Boxes on boxes we can't afford to buy. City of no color, city of constant change, city of money, city of change. Watch as the last curtain falls. City of indifference, city of rain, city of strangers, city of chains.
City of Chains from the album At Peace with One's Ghosts by the Paperboys, a Juno Award-winning, multicultural, multilingual, multi-instrumental band from Vancouver. I spoke with vocalist Tom Landa about the Paperboys as well as his other project, Locarno, over Skype. Tom, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hello.
No problem. My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Have you been musical since you were a child, or when did you discover your gift?
I was a very big fan of music. I didn't play music as a child. I didn't have any lessons, and we had like a little piano keyboard, but it was, you know, I never had any formal training, nor is it something that I really did as a child. I was really into sports really as a kid. So it really came a little bit later when I was a teenager. And it came, my brother had taken a couple lessons and he taught me some chords. And then from there, I just basically started songwriting pretty much right after only knowing two or three chords. So it was really about creating and about songwriting from the very start, as opposed to really honing a skill as a guitar player or as a piano player. I was more interested in the writing part. And that part, I would say, kind of really chose me over. I chose it. I don't know. I just started doing it, and not really, without really knowing how. I just started doing it.
When it comes to your songwriting, do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or does it more often work the other way around?
Well, good question. You know, it can really be both. Sometimes the chords and the melody will dictate what the lyrics should be about. And at other times I keep, you know, a notebook of you know, different ideas that I have, like lyrical ideas, or I specifically go to write about something, you know, a specific subject, and marry the two to, and then put it to music. And then, you know, but it's kind of a dance between the two, if you will. Sometimes the chords and the melody come first, and sometimes, you know, I specifically want to sit down and write a song about a subject or a person or a situation.
You write songs both in English and Spanish. That must give you some extra space to be creative with lyrics and content?
For sure, yeah. I mean, being bilingual offers me a different perspective, for sure, from a lyric perspective, but probably more so from a musical perspective, because I can go somewhere else, like really go somewhere else with it musically, which is why, you know, my two main bands that I play in are the Paperboys and Locarno, and more recently in the last few years, the Beat the World Music Collective. But between the Paperboys and Locarno, you know, there are really some, it's, Locarno's really a departure from the Paperboys. There's a common thread in it, I suppose, because I'm in it and I'm singing, but I'm singing it exclusively in Spanish and really digging into Latin musical idioms and specifically music from Mexico.
You've been singing with the Paperboys for over 25 years. How do you feel your sound has evolved now since those early years?
Oh, wow. You know what? When we first started, we were more, it's kind of strictly more of a roots, Celtic, folk, bluegrass kind of band. And those threads still are running through music today. However, we've incorporated, we've just grown musically, you know, now there's a horn section and we incorporate a lot more musical influences, but also I think we've just developed as players and as songwriters, and I'd like to think that, you know, the band's gotten better. We've always had a musical curiosity and itch that we've always scratched and tried to do different things with, you know, and on paper sometimes it sounds crazy that there's a band you know, mixing, you know, folk and Celtic and traditional Mexican music and with, you know, a brass section and B3 Hammond organ and all these different things, and but it's part of who we are as people, you know. We all come from different places in the band, but also have a very wide musical palette. And, you know, our collections at home are we listen to all sorts of different music, not just sort of folk music. So we like to dabble in different things. And so I think that's what is developed the most, is just our musical curiosity.
I watched several great live videos on YouTube last night for your song, California. What can you tell me about that song?
California is a song that was inspired by a book called The Ghostwriter. And The Ghostwriter was written by Mr. Neil Peart, who, of course, is the drummer from Rush, who we lost recently. But Neil was also a well-known author, and he wrote several books. And he wrote one particular book called The Ghostwriter. And, you know, he wrote it, it was autobiographical, about a time in his life. He had just recently lost both his kid and his wife, one to a car accident, and another one to health reasons. And he was broken, and as any person would be after losing their wife and kid. And he, as a way to sort of heal himself, he takes on a big motorcycle trip. I think he had this idea of motion being medicine. So he undertakes a motorcycle trip from Quebec, from his home in Quebec, all across Canada, going all the way west up to British Columbia, and then up to Alaska, then back down, then all through the States. And the trip eventually ends in Belize. And when he was in California, he ends up meeting someone who he then meets on the way back. And then a relationship blossoms out of that. And so really, it's a song based on the book. But it's really about new beginnings and about, as mentioned, or emotion being medicine and about healing. So that's what the the inspiration for the song came from, and it's become the song that, and it's become a really big sing-along at our shows, and so it's always on the set list just because it's become a sort of fan favorite.
We're making a CD here tonight. You're being recorded. So with that in mind, I hope you'll sing along to this one. I'll stay down for a while.